This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, so many people want to know ways to lose weight. It's still a hot topic, regardless that the first of the year has passed, but now, of course, people still want to know, what can I do? I want to tell you something, that really what it comes down to are some basic concepts. And really, if you stick with the basics like anything else in life, then you can be successful. So a couple of things you want to think about. Number one, you want to move. And it sounds like common sense, but it's true. You know, the average person sits about 6 to 8 hours a day or more, whether it's behind the job, behind the wheel, whatever it might be, and people sit. Now, studies have shown that if you sit longer than 6 hours, or 6 hours or longer, you start to shave years off your life. The body was designed to move. So we got to get out and get moving. So burning calories is more than just the formal workouts. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Here's some ways you can get in those extra calories. Of course, park your car at the end of the parking lot. Stop driving around in circles looking for a place up front. Really get your butt out of the car and walk. My goodness. Take your dog for a longer walk. And, of course, get up and visit coworkers' desk instead of sending emails. I think you need to send the emails because you'll start chit-chatting and they'll cut into work time, but that's because I'm a business owner. Anyway, plan more activities, such as playing soccer with your kids in the backyard or power walking with your friends at the mall. And that doesn't involve sitting still. So if you think about it, there are plenty of reasons every day to get up and get moving. That's a chapter in my book, by the way, Get Moving, Make It Happen. Now, pumping iron is a big one. This is one of my favorites. This is where you'll find me just about every morning. Burning fat efficiently boils down to one thing, building more muscle. A major key to revving up your metabolism is muscle mass. Well, the reason muscles demand more energy from your body than fat does, the more muscle you add to your body, therefore, the more calories you'll be burning throughout the day. So add about 15 minutes of strength training exercises like lifting dumbbells or doing crunches, lunges, and squats. To your fitness plan, do this 2 or 3 times a week, in addition to plenty of cardiovascular training. Now, another one that's really good are squeezing in the little mini workouts. You know, the amazing thing is 10 minutes a day, literally surge training type workouts at 10 minutes a day, they have shown in study after study after study that you can get just as much out of a high intensity type surge workout due to the effects it has on your hormones than you can even with like a 45-minute workout. So even those little 10-minute workouts can help make a big difference. So if it's a brisk walk around the block or jumping down to some push-ups and some stretches or some jumping jacks, whatever it is, make it happen. All right, when it comes to eating, here we go. I've got a newsflash for you. This is rocket science. Portion control. A few extra bites here and there may seem like no big deal, but think about it. Not paying attention to the portion size over and over again can completely sabotage your diet. No matter how strong your efforts are, that's so critical is to make sure your portions are small. Now, if you really crave food and you're always just so hungry you can't even control it, if you drink about an 8-ounce glass of water 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, it'll create a stretch reflex in the stomach, telling you your body is full. That's a great way to cut down. Now, eating breakfast is a big one. I don't know how many people I talk to here on the show and just throughout our business, emails and phone calls, and they say to me, you know, one thing I do is I always skip breakfast. You know, this really is, it's not just something mom taught you because she wanted you to eat when you were a kid. Like, medically, it really is a big deal when you skip breakfast. Because here's what happens. You sleep for 6 to 8 hours, so you're fasting, basically. You don't eat any food. Well, most people don't, unless you sneak up in the middle at 2 a.m. and you're eating Ben and Jerry's and no one knows about it. Yes, I'm talking to you. So, let's say you sleep through the night and you get up in the morning and you don't eat. Well, your body has just gone through a fasting state. Now, you're resting, so you're not really burning up a lot of muscle tissue. But if you jump out of bed, get a cup of coffee, and don't eat till lunch, or just eat like a granola bar, you're setting yourself up for all kinds of health issues. Everything from diabetes by not eating enough and then throwing in a bunch of sugar. You're setting yourself up for inflammation in the digestive tract and a host of other issues because your body's going to begin to slow down its metabolism. It's going to think it's starving, or starvation mode as they call it, and it'll begin to hold on to fat and burn up muscle tissue. Actually, you live off your muscle tissue first, and the body will hold on to fat. It's part of an innate mechanism that it has. So just focus on eating breakfast on a regular basis. Make it small. You know, doing a smoothie every single day is great. We have something called Daily Meal Complete. It's a complete organic meal replacement. You can go to the website, check it out, go to asusshow.com, and you can see that there. But that's what I do. I like getting up in the morning. I'm always on the move. I move quick. I work out in the morning. Got a lot going on. So I wanted something very simple. You can add fresh berries to it. You can add yogurt to it. And really spice it up if you want to. But it's a great way to make a smoothie in the morning, kale, leaves, whatever you want to do. It's phenomenal for your overall health. And it's easy. Don't do the cereal. Don't do the bagel. Don't do the breakfast sandwich at the fast food place. You don't need to. If you want something quick, make a smoothie in the morning with everything that you need and get out the door. Breakfast. Critical. All right, drinking more water. It's a big one. So, again, not rocket scientists, but close. Really, drinking more water is a simple change you can make. It requires no equipment and costs you absolutely nothing but a little bit of effort. Come on now. And don't worry about peeing all the time. So what are you waiting for? Start guzzling. Not only is hydrating your body with clean, fresh water vitally important for your health, but it can also actually help you lose weight. We often mistake thirst or hunger. So upping the water intake will actually naturally help you feel more satisfied, curbing the urge to do any in-between meal snacking. And more water also is tasty and appealing. It's also been shown that drinking more water will help you lower body fat and also support the body and other mechanisms. And if you don't like the taste of it, you can add lemon and lime, put a little stevia in there, and it'll taste like lemonade or limeade. I do it all the time. So find the fun back in fitness. If you don't like working out, you don't like exercise, you don't want to play tennis, you just don't want to work out at all, don't like it, don't like activity, you'd rather sit on the couch and eat bonbons. Well, really, for exercise, you've just got to get moving. I don't care what it is. Mountain biking, trail hiking, swimming, dancing, you know, golf, skiing. Just don't count gardening as one. That drives me crazy. Well, you know, Dr. Ace, I garden. Okay, well, that's great. Go pick your snap peas out of there. But we got to get your butt moving. So we got to get out and do some exercise. Walking, just go out to your mailbox and back, walk around the neighborhood. Go to the mall. If it's snowing outside where you live, go to the mall and just make it happen. Get moving and have fun with it. Take a friend. Get an accountability partner. Makes a big difference. Snacking is another one. Eat small snacks in between your meals. I always say 3 meals a day, 2 to 3 snacks in between. Literally, it can be something simple like sliced turkey, picking nuts and fruits, some veggies, whatever it is. It'll keep your metabolism running on a regular basis. It'll cut down on the body's ability to go into starvation mode. That's a real key. So there's some tips to keep the metabolism up and to burn those calories. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, you can also check out on the web, go to mywellnessproviders.com. You're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, then, of course, we've got a network of folks that we're growing all around the country. So we want to make sure you can find who you need. We've got great team members to help you along the way. Check us out at the website as well. It's going to go to the lines and talk with Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My phone's about to die, so I'm going to try to make this really quick.
Okay.
I was a caregiver for my parents for 11 years. My parents are old enough to be my grandparents, and at the point in time that my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia, I didn't have anything, you know, really important going on in my life. So what I did is I was visiting my parents, and, you know, when my mother had a stroke, and while I was visiting, she had another stroke, and I realized that my dad was going to need help. And I, with his permission, I moved in with them. I took care of them for 11 years, so they passed away. Now, I have dealt with anxiety attacks, grief, and basically, like, I just came to the point where I evaluated my life and life in general. I came to the conclusion that I'm going to really appreciate the stuff that's important in life and that's not important. And I've come to find that a lot of the stuff that's not important is that what our society values. And it creates a lot of stress with me. I'm accomplished at what I do, but at the same time, I deal with a lot of frustration and anger because I feel that a lot of my employers expect more from me than I think is justifiable. I'm working in a retirement home now, and I'm putting in 40 hours regular time, anywhere from 50 to 60 hours overtime. I'm getting paid well, but I'm completely burnt out.
Mm-hmm. So your goals are what for your health? Are you trying to figure out how to find balance in it all? Is that kind of...
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like... it's hard to draw the line with my employers and tell them, you know what, I need a couple of days off because they'll say, well, by law, you have a right to have a couple of days off. But at the same time, I mean, I'm the only maintenance man in a facility that has 51 rooms with about 78 people. I have to address all of their issues, which is great. And I love the people that I work for, the residents. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that I have, you know, the heart of the Lord. Because I feel compassion for them, and I take extra time to make sure that their life is comfortable and good. But it's like my supervisors are all CEOs that are like, it's all about money.
Sure.
And it's getting to the point where I'm on the verge of like, not a nervous breakdown, but I'm like, I think about going to work, and it used to be like fun. Because I can look forward to like dealing with the people that I live, that I work with,
mm-hmm.
and making their life comfortable. And now it's just like, I feel like I'm walking into Godzilla's cave, you know, it's like, it's just,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know what, I love people, you know, I'm a very compassionate person. My prayer that the Lord gave to me is I say, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help me to see the world and humanity through your eyes. I pray that you would give me strong hands like Jesus as a carpenter, but yet compassionate and healing as a servant of God and healer. I pray that you give me the wisdom of Solomon, the courage of David, and that you would direct my feet by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's wherever I go that the Holy Spirit would direct my feet. That
Amen.
Is my prayer.
That's a good prayer. I mean, it's a powerful prayer. And are they giving you, are you 7 days a week right now?
Oh, you know what? I've been working there since the end of January. Up until
seven
like,
days.
Yesterday I had the day off, and I had one other day off between that time, and I've been working there, I'm not kidding, about like 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 at night.
Yeah, I would just tell them, I would have a meeting with your supervisor, and I would just very kindly talk to them and say, you know, just have a conversation. Say, look, I love my job. I love what I do. I love serving all these people here, and I realize that. You know, just have a conversation. I realize that you guys need me working all this time, but here's the deal. Say, you know, for me, it's very important that I have one day off a week, period. One full day off a week. If you guys need me to work 6 days, then that's fine. But I would do one day off a week, and then one weekend a month have, you know, two days off minimum. And just tell them that's what I have to still be productive for you guys. And say it kind of goes along with my belief system as well. And I'd like for you guys to respect that. Have a conversation with them. You don't have to be a jerk about it. But you can just be, you know, be kind of frank with them. Like, look, you know, have fun with all that. If I walk out the door and try and find someone else that'll work as hard as I am, it's kind of what you're saying, but be really kind about it and be really, you know, sincere. And just let them know, a lot of times you can have these bent frustrations and you may think that no one else cares, or these, you know, the CEOs are all about money and they don't care. But maybe they don't know. You know, if you have an actual conversation with them where you lay this out for them, you know, they may just hear you. Most CEOs are pretty level-headed. And if they know that you're working, you know, and you can kind of detail that out for them, you know, they'll be pretty compassionate about it and probably give you that time. But you have to do that to protect yourself. Because I'm assuming just by listening to you that you're the kind of person that will just not really say anything and let it build up on the inside until you explode. Is that right?
My supervisor, are you there?
I'm here.
And I tried to explain this to him, just basically what you told me. You know, I was like talking to him, and I said, I need help. I need it. I'm the only maintenance man in this facility. I need help. And he says, he goes, I know you do. I know you do. I said, well, what are we going to do about that? He goes, well, you just got to suck it up, and you just got to hit it hard and just work harder, and we'll try to find somebody to help you.
Well, what I would do, this is my kind of my final point to you. If you've already had that conversation with the supervisor, go to the next level up, because you didn't get anywhere with him. Have the same conversation and just let them know if they're not going to work with you on it and you're burning out that hard, you got to let them know and then come up with get to someone that can make the decision, because it's too vital for your health.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, Americans, they're saying, are living longer, even with everything going on, and with us hearing all about the rise of heart disease and cancer. Hopefully, a lot of this stuff that we're doing in the media, all of us that are out here teaching every single day, whether it's television or radio, is making a difference. Well, hopefully. Americans now, they're saying the life expectancy is going from 78.6 years to 78.7 years. So it's gone up, you know, a little bit. But U.S. death rates have dropped 0.5% between 2009 and 2010. Of course, that was several years ago. But, you know, the lowest rate ever we're seeing now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Center for Health Statistics said recently that both heart disease and cancer stubbornly remain in place as the nation's leading killers. The death rates here have declined as well. The report, based on 98% of death certificates from 50 states and the District of Columbia, in many regards, I think the health of the nation is improving and people are living to an older age, so that's good news. Dr. David McClellan, who's the acting regional chair of Family and Community Medicine at Texas A&M Health Science Center, he said, but we're starting to see age-related diseases have more prominence. For instance, aspiration pneumonia often happens when people get old enough to be debilitated enough to where they can't swallow. This could be due to dementia or the aftermath of a stroke. There's also a long way to go in terms of combating the epidemic of smoking, obesity, poor diet, and exercise, he said. If we could get the smoking epidemic under control, we'd probably see the numbers improve even more. So another expert was even more optimistic. This is good news, they said. We're making major progressions in cancer and heart disease through decreases in smoking and other lifestyle choices. Statins are also playing a part in reducing death rate from heart disease, they say. While cancer screening is also helpful to save lives, Brooks added, he says there are slight shuffles in rankings in the cause of death. Homicide fell out of the top 15 category for the first time in 1965, replaced by pneumonitis. Well, kidney disease and pneumonia, influenza, switch places, with the former now eighth and the latter ninth. Pneumonia and influenza have really dropped a lot. Several years ago, they were the sixth leading cause of death, and now Dr. Michael Niederman, who's at Winthrop University Hospital in New York, he said, to me, it's very encouraging because we're dealing with older populations where many patients frequently have pneumonia, but this affirms the national priority on immunization, both influenza and pneumococcal. The other leading cause of death in order was, of course, chronic lower respiratory diseases, strokes, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, kidney disease, suicide, septicemia, liver disease, hypertension, and Parkinson's. Many of these diseases are clearly related to the aging population, and death rates are also declined for influenza and pneumonia. But meanwhile, death rates increased for five of the top 15. Parkinson's disease, pneumonitis, liver disease, and cirrhosis, of course, topped the charts. The death rate for HIV and AIDS, which, of course, is not among the 15 leading causes of death in America, has declined by 13%. That's good news. There's also good news in infant mortality rates. Dr. Susan Steinbaum, a preventive cardiologist with Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, cautioned to get too excited about the findings. She said, this is good news. I don't think it's great news, she said. With the increased incidence in obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, we're going to start seeing people get sicker younger. I agree with that. Totally agree. And with obesity being where it is and growing in staggering rates right now, we have to get in and make a difference. We have to get in and put a dent in all of this so we can go to the next level. That's my hope, is that we really can truly see changes in people's lives so we can go to that next level. That's the key. Benjamin Franklin comes in with our quote for the day. He says, anger is never without reason, but seldom with a good one. I love it. Very true. If you're angry, stop it. Stop being so angry. Why are you so angry? As Medea would say. Stop being so angry at everybody and let it go, forgive, and help your own health out. When you're angry at other people, it only puts yourself in a prison and creates a nightmare for your own self, and it's going to hurt your own health. So practice the power of forgiveness. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go now to Richard. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Richard. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Living well. What's up?
For about 2 years now, I've been having problems with my legs from the back of my knee down. It's like when I try to go to sleep or something, they're like all over the place, or I got to move them or get up and walk around. But now that same sensation has moved between my bicep and my forearm on both arms. So I have the same feeling in my legs and in my arm. And when I try to go to sleep, they're like all over the place. You know, I like, well, I'm not going to move them, but they move on their own.
Right.
Right.
How long has it been going on?
My legs, maybe 2 years, but my arms, past year, 6 months.
And who have you seen for it?
I haven't seen anybody.
Okay. And how come? Just feel
I
like
just
it would go away on its own?
Resources to do anything like that.
Yeah, but you've got to come up with
insurance and stuff.
Well, I mean, if you go talk to a doctor's office, you'll find an office that'll do an office visit for less than $100, and it's worth it to go in and actually talk to them. I mean, you could have a mineral deficiency; it could be something pretty basic, but you know, you definitely want to go in and have it looked at so you can have that ruled out that it is something basic. I mean, that's the first thing you want to do. I would go and see just your primary care physician, family doctor. Go in and tell them. Just say, you know, I'm really struggling. Don't have any insurance right now, what can you do for a cash visit? Most doctors will see you at some level between about $75 and $100. And it'll be worth every penny because you go in, if it is something that needs to be looked into further, they can give you options. But if it's not, they can look at it right then and, of course, give you a diagnosis and you can come up with ways to work on it. Now, I will tell you another option that you might want to look at, especially because it's in the region that it is, with the legs and the arms, it could be nerve-related. And if it is, you might want to go see a chiropractic physician who, because the reason is, if it is nerve-related, you got some degeneration, say, in the lower neck and the lower back. Well, those nerves go to all the different muscles and connective tissues down in the legs and in the arms, believe it or not. And so it could be something as simple as that that needs to be worked on. And once they get in and they get that figured out, then, of course, you can go from there. But that's what I would do. I would look down that route first and have someone be able to actually, you know, give you some advice that way. Because when you've got generalized pain like that and it's been around for a little while, you definitely want to just know. You don't want to, if it doesn't just kind of come and go and it lingers, that's when you got to be careful. So I would encourage you to do that. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, you ever see someone yawn? Or you be around someone that yawns? And believe it or not, I started to read this article, and I've yawned just a minute ago. Pretty funny. So why is it contagious? So you're in the meeting at work, driving or relaxing at home, and you know, you think about yawning. Well, next thing you know, your mouth's stretching wide, you're inhaling deeply, and you don't know why. Well, the answer is yes. It's because, of course, you know, scientists know that the simple fact in thinking about yawning can trigger that part of the brain, the hypothalamus, that trips the involuntary response. That we know, but exactly why adult humans, babies, and even fetuses and most animals yawn is still a subject of much scientific debate. University of Geneva researcher Adrian Gussenberg, a physician who wrote a recent article about yawning in the journal Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews, yawning has been a subject of speculation for centuries. In the 4th century BC, Hippocrates theorized that humans yawn to get rid of bad air and increase the good air. Not a bad thought, actually. So he believed that we yawn to increase flow of oxygen to the brain. But unfortunately, for Hippocrates, most scientists agree that that idea has not held up under the weight of modern research. For example, you don't yawn more when you exercise than any other time. If yawning existed to increase oxygen flow, you would. Okay, so what happens, we've got a couple of theories. So here are the yawning theories. Are you yawning yet? Have you yawned once since I started talking about this? Yawning keeps us awake. 2007 study at the University of Albany in New York found that yawning is meant to keep us awake for a specific purpose. And they said the ancient social adaptation that evolved to help early group of humans stay alert and detect danger. The reason for yawning proposed by these researchers is in sync with those suggested in science. Drowsiness, boredom, or mild psychological stress are some reasons. It also can indicate sexual arousal. If you ever yawn during foreplay, you can now explain to your partner that it's not their fault. Robert Provine, who's a PhD neuroscientist, said yawning is associated with the changing of bodily state. For example, sleeping to waking or waking to sleeping. When you're in the middle of any type of sexual issue with your partner, a yawn can mean another state shift. So no big deal. It cools the brain. Yawning and sinuses exist to cool the brain. University of Maryland and Princeton University did a study together that when the body begins to overheat, yawning actually begins to tone things down. So it's actually a symptom. A lot of times it could be nervous system damage, sleep deprivation, and others. We'll get back into this when we come out of the commercial break. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistant delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web as well. If you're looking for a provider in your area, information is there at the website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Now, we were talking about yawning and just what it even means. They're saying a couple of reasons. Here's some theories of why we yawn: to get more oxygen to the brain, to keep us awake. It is a big indicator of sexual arousal. It cools the brain, and they say it's also a symptom of sleep deprivation. Excessive yawning is called vasovagal reaction and occurs when the body's trying to send more oxygen into the bloodstream. So yawning shows empathy as well. If you yawn when a friend yawns but don't flinch when you see a stranger yawning, you might want to thank your brain's capacity for affection. A new Italian study connects yawning with empathy. Researchers at the University of Pisa, that would be the Leaning Tower of Pisa, found that people are more likely to yawn in response to a yawn if they feel close to the original yawner. So Elizabeth Pelagi, who's a PhD, wrote the relationship between the two people was the strongest factor whether a yawn spread from one person to another. So they're saying now it's a form of social bonding and, of course, emotional contagion, or it's contagious, seems to be a primal instinct that binds us together. And, of course, yawning may be a part of that. Interesting. Yawning happens every time. You get around somebody, yawn, it just happens. Pretty interesting. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. You can also shoot me an email. Go to the website, asusshow.com, send me an email, and we'll make it part of the show. Chuck, you're next with us. How can I help, my friend?
Yes, sir. What can you do about Peyronie's disease?
Bit of a challenge, that is for sure. Peyronie's disease is, of course, quite a big deal. Have you been to your doctor several times? I guess you have.
Yeah, not active, haven't been active in years. It just showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I would get with your urologist, and you know, you probably go to your family doctor first, and then get with the urologist, and they can actually lay out some of the options. You know, Peyronie's disease is a challenge for sure, but overall, there are a few things you can do with it, but it just depends on the severity of it, and they'll have to get with you and get some options. But as far as like something natural, can you do, you know, any kind of wonder supplement or something? Not really. It's more the medical approach that's going to be the most help when you're dealing with a Peyronie's disease, because it is a challenge, my friend. I know that it can be for sure. A lot of people call on the show, get a lot of emails about it too. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. Now, our food for the day is spinach, one of my favorites. And I love, it's one of the things, spinach and kale both, I just want to talk about them for just a minute because they are superfoods. And you know, with superfoods like these, the darker the green, you're going to get plenty of iron, which is going to help increase oxygen in the blood. A lot of people think that, of course, you get all your iron from things like red meat. But believe it or not, spinach is loaded with phytonutrients and it's loaded with iron. But also, it's got an amazing amount of calcium in it, too. Do you know that just one large cup of spinach is about three times the amount of calcium that you would get in like a glass of milk? So our greens that we don't really get, 1.5 Americans eat vegetables every day. That's staggering. So by getting enough greens in our diet. You can mix it in with a smoothie. That's what I do a lot. Blend it up into green water and make sure you get the greens. It makes the body more alkaline. The more alkaline you can make the body, the better. The more efficient it will be and the more effective it will be. So I would encourage you to go that direction. The greens are key. So spinach is one of my favorite. I mean, literally, I use it in just about everything. I eat my salads with it. But it's got a lot of fiber in it as well. And fiber tends to be, obviously, one of those pieces that we really lack. 40 grams a day are pretty much the norm that you want to shoot for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Rick. Hi, Rick.
Got gastritis.
Hello,
going
Rick,
on, and I think now it's got to be that. Sinuses together with almost symptoms of Meniere's, the way that works, and just pressure in my ear. But I think that's going to probably boil down to some kind of food allergy. And I just would like to see, you know, what I could do to kind of eliminate and figure out what's going on.
Well, if you're going to do the food elimination, that's a smart way to go. You want to cut out the foods, obviously, that create the most inflammation in the body. Gluten-based foods, all your breads, pastas, cereal, crackers, your flour-based foods. Cutting those out makes a big difference. And then also your dairy products, especially the pasteurized cow's milk dairy. Not that it's a bad thing, but a lot of times people can have sensitivities to it, and it's good to eliminate it for a period of time and see how your body responds. So by cutting those two out, it can make a big, big difference. So those are a couple of things that I would look into. But yeah, one of the things I really like about elimination diet is you notice real quick. I mean, it is, you know, right on time as far as figuring out if you've got some major issue or not, or if you've got digestive issues and the kind of the gurgling and the indigestion, all of that goes away. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Big, big difference. So, you know, I would just eliminate the foods. Get a physician to work with you, by the way, or a dietitian, someone that can kind of guide you in that process, because you definitely want to have someone that can kind of keep records of it, ask you the right kind of questions. You can kind of keep everything in line. It makes a big, big difference. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.